This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. One woman was confirmed to have been shot and killed when violent protesters stormed the U.S. Capitol building Wednesday in an attempt to overturn the result of the U.S. presidential election. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
At a rally this morning, the president pushed them to march to the Capitol, where a joint session of Congress would meet to formalize Joe Biden's White House win.
We're going to walk down and I'll be there with you.
Protesters began storming the seat of American democracy, fighting with police and forcing both chambers to adjourn while lawmakers took shelter. In a tweeted video message hours later, the president told backers he loves them.
Go home and go home in peace.
While keeping up his false election attacks.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now.
Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. Former President George W. Bush condemned the rioting at the Capitol on Wednesday and said he was appalled by the reckless behavior of some political leaders since the election. In a statement, Bush said that it is a sickening and heartbreaking sight. This is how election results are disputed in a banana republic, not our democratic republic. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow